Well, hello. I'm glad you called right now. Before I give you this segment of Dial of Devotion, I want to respond to several who've asked a question about the internet ministry. We do have an internet ministry called Words for Courageous Living. And if you have access to the internet and typed in www.wordsforcourageousliving.com, you could access a new word of encouragement for every day. But for this day, I'm glad you took time to call. It took effort. It took determination. You had to be focused to actually dial or press the keypad. And we're blessed to be able to do that. And, of course, the key is to be still and to sit still and to be still and be quiet. That is so hard for me to do because I'm always on the go. But I think the best illustration of that is this story. It seemed that while working in an ice plant, a man walked him. It was a very valuable possession. He and his friend looked for it for a long time. They looked everywhere in that sawdust floor, like several hours. Finally, they just gave up and went to lunch. When they returned, they found a little boy who had heard of the loss holding the watch. "How in the world did you find my watch?" the man asked. And the reply was, "Well, mister, you see, I just lay down on the sawdust floor and I moved around until I heard it ticking." I suppose, my friend, the truth in that is simply this. If we want to find God, certainly not like he's hiding, we have to be still. And I think too often people try to find God in the moving around amid noise and talking and walking, just trying to fill up their time with everything but God. The secret is in Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. And I must quickly add, that's not easy. For one of the hardest things for most people to do is just to be still. In fact, sometimes I think when I'm still, I think I'm still going. Oh, to be quiet. To quiet ourselves before Almighty God and present to him our frustrations, like what you may be going through right now. Cares, concerns, things that are upsetting you. You know, life does not deal us a happy time all the time. And it's so good just to say, "God, here I am. I got this stack of problems and I want to tell you about them," as if he did not know. But when we tell it to him, it's like being released, and that's cool. God, I pray you'd bless this one to be motivated to do as we've spoken, just to be still and know of your abiding presence. And this is so comforting. And it in itself can relieve much of the pressure of the fast-paced living that this one's involved in. So just bless them, God, to that end. In Jesus' name, amen. Following the signal, you may speak to me if you'd like. God bless. Goodbye.